They're playing basketball. Welcome back to the Pick and Slip, where we pick our favorite NBA topic
and
slip them into your life. Follow us on Twitter at Pick and Slip Show.
Boom, boom.
And listen to all of our episodes on Spotify. Just look up Pick and Slip.
Search it up.
Welcome everybody to Pick and Slip. I'm Gavin Miller here with
Braden Pittman,
and we are here on this wonderful Thursday afternoon. We just had some breaking news that we're going to go ahead and hop straight into, and it was the fact that LaMarcus Aldridge is officially retiring from the NBA.
Yes, he had an irregular heartbeat in the last game that he played. That was a couple of days ago, 3 or 4 days ago, I want to say. And he has not stepped on the court since. Stephen A. Smith was critical of him missing, I believe that was last night or the night before his game, which he should not have been.
Yeah.
But yeah, prayers up to the big man. 15-year career. He was, what, like a 5-time All-Star? Or maybe he was 7-time All-Star, 5-time All-NBA. Either way, incredible career.
Yeah.
No rings.
Unfortunately, now that is, of course, unless the Nets can go all the way and win the finals, I'm sure they'll give LaMarcus a ring at the end of the year.
Or if the Spurs do.
Mm.
If the Spurs do, he gets one too.
That's not happening.
Huh? Who knows?
Oh, huh. The Spurs winning the finals this year?
Yeah, Spurs are going all the way, baby.
Huh.
Spurs and 7.
Interesting.
Spurs versus Clippers. I'm taking the Spurs.
Mm. Yeah, no, you're not. All right, but... After when I had first saw that, I saw Sham's first tweet, and I'm pretty sure it got deleted. And then I was thinking, like, okay, so is he retiring? Or maybe, yeah, I saw something, but then it got deleted. And they said LaMarcus Aldridge was retiring, but then I saw another tweet, and it said he was retiring, and it said due to a regular heartbeat, which is very scary. I feel like me and Braden talked about this before the show, and I almost feel like it was kind of a Chris Bosh type situation. If you guys don't recall, yeah. Chris Bosh had to retire due to blood clots, and now LaMarcus has to retire due to a regular heartbeat. It was really unfortunate. You know, the Nets just picked him up not too long ago at all. Just a little bit after they picked up Blake Griffin, and now they lose a big piece of their team. Which is very unfortunate. And it's also very unfortunate that, you know, we don't get to see LaMarcus Aldridge on the court anymore. He was always a great player, especially down in that mid-range area on the post fadeaways. I'm pretty sure he led. It was just inside one of the wings. Wing part of the mid-range. He actually led in most shots made in that area.
For the season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah.
Up to this point.
Yes, for the, yeah. All the way up until this point.
In the season. Only... two active players with more two-point shots made than him are Carmelo Anthony and LeBron James are the only two active players with more two-point shot attempts made.
Yeah. So, I mean, who knows? Maybe, I don't know the chances, but we do see players that could possibly make returns after, you know, and even though when they retire, you know, a lot of players come out of retirement.
Yeah.
You could possibly see...
Joe Johnson is actually
he's
working
out
with the Bucks right now.
Yeah. So you could possibly see maybe, I wouldn't say anytime soon, but you could possibly see LaMarcus Aldridge, if his heart goes back to normal, and then we see it's, you know, staying normal at a constant rate is fine. Then you may see him come out of retirement and play again in the NBA, which we do hope happens, obviously. We do hope, you know, hopefully... Because it's very scary for something like that to happen. So we do hope he is, you know, his heart is fine and nothing happens to him.
Yeah, definitely. And good on the Nets doctors and good on him for noticing something was wrong and taking care of it quickly.
Yeah.
Because you never want to see anything super unfortunate happen on an NBA court, especially this year where injuries have been running rampant. Jamal Murray out with an ACL injury now for the rest of the season. That's news that happened in the last week as well. It's been a rough season.
It's unfortunate. I feel like, you know, the main reason a lot of these injuries are happening, you know, kind of going away from the LaMarcus Aldridge heart incident, but more going over towards, You know, Jamal Murray, we saw Ja Morant get hurt twice this year. LeBron's gotten hurt. KD was hurt for a little while.
Anthony Davis.
Joel Embiid.
80% of the league.
Tons of players. I think Giannis got hurt at one point. But
I mean, like, now the Nuggets were, like, finals hopefuls. It's gone now. They're not.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, I feel like the main reason that that these injuries are happening is perhaps that the NBA is trying to play, I believe, like 72 games within the span of just this very short.
That's like 4 months.
Yeah, four months. Around this short span of time.
Before it was 82 games in like 5 or 6 months.
Yeah, and now you have teams, some teams I'm sure playing back-to-back games are playing, you know, they play this game and then what, they got to fly out and then play this team.
The Heat had 8 games in 12 days.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of NBA teams are, we got to play this team today. Maybe it's a home game. Maybe the next game is an away, or we did a home game today. Next game's away. We got to fly out. We got to play this team. Then we get, you know, some rest. Then we got to go out, play this team. And it's got to be hard, especially if you're on like a span of away games. You know, imagine you have back-to-back away games. You have to.
You don't get your home training facility. Yeah. You don't get to sleep in your bed. You're going hotel room to hotel room. Like running on the worst equipment. And I mean, it just. The Pacers went on a run where they went down the entire West Coast. They played the Kings, Warriors, and both LA teams in like 2 weeks.
That's got to be tiring. I mean, I can't even imagine how tiring that has to be, especially if it's, all right, I fly out to, you know, let's say I'm going to play Phoenix and next day I go to play LA, right? So I fly out to Phoenix, you know, need to get in the gym, you know, when I get there, you know, rest a little bit, go to the gym, put some shots up before the game, then we play the game. Then we got to go back to, you know, the plane or whatever they take. And I mean, now we got to go to L.A., get a little bit of rest when we get to L.A. I'm sure a little bit of rest on the plane, obviously.
But it's just nonstop.
Yeah, it's just nonstop moving.
While, yeah, like these guys are getting paid millions of dollars to do this. And so overall, I don't feel like awful for them for having to do late nights. But it is the physical, like us having to do a lot of late nights if we were to be like going on tour versus them then having to be professional jumpers is two different things, you know?
Yeah.
Like a regular person being overworked and an NBA player being overworked is the difference between being able to walk for the rest of your life or not.
Yeah, and I mean, like you said, this is their job and they're getting paid tons of money to do it. And
they know the risks, but then also like the NBA Players Association was like, we don't want to do this. And, because of the risk of injury, and this is not going to be healthy for us. And then you look now, it is not healthy for them. And
it is not.
It is clear that they don't want to do it.
I feel like it'd be a lot better if there was, you know, the regular season extended instead of, you know, making it shorter. Obviously, I know they made it shorter. It's 10 less games. But if it's a whole month, 2 months shorter, and you only drop 10 games, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I felt like the regular season before was like, that was right, you know?
Yeah.
But we started this 72-game season in December. Like, we started real late. And then also, they didn't even get an off season, really. The Lakers had, what, like a 32-game off season?
Lakers and Heat barely had an off season.
Yeah. Which, I mean, again, like, first of all, that was entertaining as a fan to just get it right back. Worse for the players, though, obviously. They, or at least the players that went deep into the playoff, but they got kind of like a mini offseason because of COVID, but then it's not like they could go do anything. Then they had to play in the playoffs. They had like a month and a half. During that whole point, they were still with the team having to do practices. They were definitely like have like, especially LeBron, he was having to be active in who the Lakers were drafting, because that's what he does, he's the GM pretty much. But training camps, workouts, like they've been going 100% for a while, the players have, and I feel bad for him, you know.
Yeah, I feel like as a fan, you can't just look at, oh yes, they're coming back to play basketball, that's great for me. You know, I feel like you have to look at the bigger view here, and you have to realize that they are still people at the end of the day. You know, they still have people that want to see. I'm sure they still want to do other things besides play basketball 24/7.
And, hey, also, I'd rather have an extra month that I don't get to watch basketball, but then also I actually get to watch basketball when it's on because it's not just Nikola Jokic in the bench and players are actually playing.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, it's not like NBA players are just objects for entertainment. Right. You know, they're also humans, and yes, they are professional athletes, so I'm sure, and some of them have been doing this for a long time, but just because you are a professional at your, we'll say a professional athlete, does not mean that you are trained to be doing something like this, to be traveling day in, day out, and playing back-to-back games all the time, especially if you have to back-to-back game and then both away games, like I said.
Yeah, nobody is.
And obviously, as showing with the amount of injuries that we're having this season, and just because they're professional athletes, their bodies still have limits. Yeah. Just like everyone's does. Everyone's body has limits.
And I think that's going to be another thing that the league's going to be reevaluating.
Yeah, I agree. Because this is just very unfortunate. It's extremely unfortunate to see stuff like this.
Very much so. But there's nothing we can do about it.
Yep. We can just talk about it. There's nothing else we can really do besides talk about it.
The Pacers went on a 3-game winning streak and then just lost their most recent game. So immediately after most Pacers fans had finally embraced the tank, the Pacers turned around and said, no, we don't like to tank, actually. which is very, very disappointing. I just want a championship. I'm tired of just being good.
Yeah. I mean, right now, can you say the Pacers are good?
I don't know what I can say about the Pacers right now.
The Pacers are... It's very. You know,
they are definitely an NBA basketball team. They play professional basketball in the NBA.
That seems about right.
Yeah, and those players get paid for it.
Well, that seems about right as well.
Yeah, that's.
I can agree with that.
Yeah, they have like 15 people on the roster.
Mm.
One of them's an all-star.
Mm.
I would say any given night, we have a 50% chance of winning the game.
50%. And one of them was only an all-star because multiple players got hurt.
1,000 people couldn't play. Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, the Pacers are an NBA team.
Yeah.
They are in Indiana.
Yeah, that's true as well. I forgot to say that one. Indiana Pacers are in Indiana. They're in Indiana. Huh.
All right,
wasn't funny. That's the end of that bit, I think.
All right, but yeah, moving on to about the birds, going in more into in detail about the Pacers. The Pacers just lost to the Clippers without Kawhi, where Paul George, you know, we have to bring him into the show, dropped 36.7 boards, 8 assists, I believe. Amazing. Yep. I didn't even have to open my phone for that. I knew it off the top of my head.
Big performance by PG-13. One of his better of the season, I'd say.
Multiple 30-point performances in, like, the last week, I want to say.
Yeah, he's been on fire as of late. And, I mean, that's what you want from him. That's why you brought him in, isn't it? To score.
Yep. I mean, real fast, I'll go into it. This is just the last two games that he didn't play again. He played April 11th, they played Detroit, and April 14th, they played Detroit. And he didn't play on... He didn't play last night against Detroit, but he played a couple days ago. And in that couple days ago against Detroit, 32 points, 9 assists, 3 boards. And then April 13th, 36 points, 7 boards, 8 assists. Man, that dude can play basketball.
Yeah, he certainly is a basketball player. He's really good at it.
He is very good
at
it.
Every time that I watch him play basketball, I say, I forgot that he was really good at this.
He is. Why, if you go to Basketball Reference, why is his nickname, one of his nicknames, Playoff P?
He's Playoff P.
That was not in there that long ago. That wasn't a thing.
That's a nickname that he gave himself, too.
That was not a, that wasn't in there like, that, When did that get added?
It's 12:15 for those of you listening at home.
And why does it say his name is Batman? I'm so confused.
I have a poster of him on my wall dressed as Batman, and it's signed.
I'm so confused.
It's one of my prized possessions.
PG-13, Young Trace. Yeah, because why is he Trace? You know, that's his Twitter and Instagram name, so that makes sense. PG-13, he gave himself that. Uh-huh. Batman and Playoff P.
I think he gave himself Batman, too. I think that he just gives himself nicknames.
I thought Travis Scott's nickname was Batman. Get it?
Yeah.
You remember that Batman costume?
God, that was the worst costume I've ever seen.
All right. Playoff P. Why is that a thing?
He asked him, not me.
He did not give it. Everyone gave him that nickname because he played Batman.
No, because he said, I'm Playoff P. That was the OKC season. He said, I'm Playoff P.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you remember that now?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they called him Pandemic P.
At least that's not on there.
Yeah.
Well, see, but Pandemic P can't really be on there because, like, I guess we're still in the pandemic, but we're not in the bubble.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's like...
They called them Playoff P, but spelled out as in urine. I thought that one was funny. But, yeah. Paul George is very good at basketball, is my point.
Yeah, but not that just distracted me from going over his stats. But if we go over his stats this year, Paul George is averaging an amazing, great, beautiful, 23 points per game. 23 points per game, around 3 turnovers a game. He's averaging around 6 boards, 5 assists, and a steal a game as well.
Nice.
We go over to his shooting percentages. He is shooting from the free throw line almost 90%, 0.898 from the free throw line. Then we go over to his effective field goal percentage, which is a 57%, 3-point percentage, 44%, field goal percentage, 48%.
Gavin, could you say this guy's good at basketball?
I would say he's pretty good at basketball.
Yeah, I don't know too much about the fella, but I would say that he's, out of everybody that I've seen, good at basketball.
Seems like a hooper to me. Yeah, it's really all it comes down to.
Yeah.
He's a hoopist. You know, there's levels of hooping. You have the hooper, the hoopist, the hooper, and then the hoopist.
Yeah.
I think he's hit the hoopist level.
That's what they all say. MVPG.
Yep, that's right. I mean, I feel like if Paul George, if they didn't, you know, because before they started sitting him out, right?
Right.
He was top six in MVP voting.
Well, Gavin, real quick before you finish that thought, I think that might be a good time to start a new segment. Hot takes.
Hot takes, yes.
Gavin, give it to me.
A hot take right now? All right. Well, this is my hot take. I wish I had like some music I could play, like the news play some like crazy.
Okay, hold on.
Like, you know, like something crazy like that. Huh. But my hot take.
Hold on. Let me keep talking about what you were talking about before and let me try to find something good.
All right. But anyway, my hot take, real fast, is going to have to do with something about the Los Angeles Clippers and their seeding in the Western Conference. So currently, the Clippers just won last night 102-98 against the Pistons. That makes them 39-18 on the season. And that puts them in the third seed, I believe, in the Western Conference.
Okay, I think I got something for you. Are you ready to say it?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Gavin, drum roll, please.
All right, and my hot take is that if Paul George was not on the Los Angeles Clippers, they would be all the way down in the seventh seed.
You think they'd be
or eighth seed? That's the play-in tournament. I think that if Paul George was not on the Clippers and it was Kawhi and friends, that they would drop way down in the seedings because they're currently third. But I feel like the Nuggets would go above them, even without Jamal Murray. I feel like the Lakers would definitely go above them. And I also feel like the Trailblazers could make it above, and I think they would sit right at the seventh seed because I think they'd still be better than the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where I would have him. That's if it was Kawhi and friends. But if you take Paul George off the team, I think they drop all the way down to the seventh seed. And the reason I think that is because if you guys look at how Paul George has played, yes, I'm a huge Paul George fan, but trust me here. if you look out, if you take a player who is, if you take 23 points away from the Clippers, right? Take away that defensive presence. All right? That's a big superstar, right? That's like taking Chris Paul off the Suns. They're not going to stay, they're not going to stay the second seed, are they? No, they're not going to. So, you're losing Paul George, who's a great defender, great two-way player, a great shooter. You're also losing another, a great shooter. Shoots around high 40% from the three-point line. Missing a great free throw shooter. So if it comes down to the wire, you need someone to hit those free throws. Yes, you still have Kawhi, but Paul George shoots almost 90% from the free throw line. Big free throws or just free, easy points throughout the game. Maybe you win by 2 points, and it's because you hit some free throws. Or, you know, you hit all your free throws. You don't have Paul George who's shooting 90%, and maybe you lose the game by 1 point because you missed some free throws. You know, you never know. Maybe Kawhi can't hit it. Yeah. I mean, anything like that. Maybe Kawhi plays good. The bench doesn't play good. Now you don't have Paul George there to step up for you and be your second guy.
All right, Gavin, I agree with you. Do I agree with you? Maybe not. I think Kawhi's very good.
I think Kawhi's very good at basketball, too.
I have my own hot take right here. 76ers are currently the one seed. Nets are the two seed. I think that the 76ers are going to be the team to make it out of the East.
This, you say this all the time.
No,
like every
listen,
show.
Every show I say somebody different. But last week I said the Bucks. Before I've said that the Nets are going to make it, 76ers are going to make it. But this time I am holding firm. 76ers have the favorable matchup against the Nets. Joel Embiid is going to elbow Kevin Durant in the forehead and end his career.
That's ridiculous. That's absolutely absurd.
Ben Simmons can clamp up anybody on the floor.
That might be the Ben Simmons.
Harris is a better scorer than James Harden.
You said Ben Simmons can clamp up anyone on the Nets.
Anyone on the Nets.
Including Kyrie. Because nobody in the league.
Including Kyrie, including Kevin Durant, including James Harden, including Nicholas Claxton, including Blake Griffin.
All I'm saying right now is there isn't one person in the entire NBA that can guard Kyrie.
And all I'm saying is Ben Simmons is that guy. Ben Simmons dropped 44 on Rudy Gobert.
42.
Ben Simmons averages like 2 steals and 2 blocks.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons is the defensive player of the year over Miles Turner, and it's not even close.
I'm telling you right now, Ben Simmons, he's a cool guy, right?
Ben Simmons is the best player on the best team in the league.
Ben Simmons is a cool guy, but
Ben Simmons is the best guy.
Ben Simmons isn't holding Kyrie Irving. Ben Simmons isn't holding...
Ben Simmons is holding Kyrie
KD.
Irving to no points.
Ben Simmons is also not holding James Harden.
If it's a game of 21 and you have to have me predict the score, it's between Ben Simmons and Kyrie Irving. Kyrie gets the ball first. The score's 21-0. Ben Simmons is winning.
You're lying to yourself.
I'm not. I have recently been enlightened.
You hate
watching
Ben Simmons.
76ers games. Ben Simmons is not the scrub I thought he was.
Real fast. I'm sure it doesn't take that much to change your mind back to Ben, realizing that Ben Simmons is not
16
that,
points.
That Ben Simmons is not that good.
8 rebounds, 8 assists.
At basketball.
Year after year. Nobody else.
But Ben Simmons just dropped to 8 points against Dallas.
Okay, Dallas is really good. Kristaps Porzingis is one of the better defenders in the league. Kristaps Porzingis is an incredible defender.
You're laughing. And then we go over. You dropped 13 points against OKC.
Okay, OKC's tanking. So it
doesn't
count.
What does that say to me?
No, it doesn't count. He doesn't have to try.
What does it say? He's averaging 14 on the whole year. There you go. 14
okay.
on the whole year.
Hey, how many points could you average, Gavin?
I mean, I'm not in the NBA.
But, yeah, so who are you to say Ben Simmons is bad?
I mean, hey. all I'm saying is he's not doing that to Paul George. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, he's dropping 50 on Paul George.
Ben Simmons has his career high is 42.
Clippers 76ers in the finals. I'm taking Joel. I'm taking Joel over Kawhi every time.
What?
I'm taking Ben over Paul George every
You're
time.
You're lying to yourself because they're just including the two
has
players.
They've been together for 6 seasons.
And they've
like
never,
four,
they
I
can't
think.
Even make it out the second round of the playoffs.
That's what I mean is they've had so much time to build camaraderie and they're so cool and funny And if you watch them on the court, like when Joel Embiid hit that weird fadeaway where he fouled Cat, but then they called the foul on Cat, Ben Simmons went and helped him up after Joel fell down. And so that's how I knew they were going to win the finals.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What about that clip yesterday where Kawhi and PG were laughing on the bench?
Hot take. Karl Anthony Towns is not a top 10 center in the league.
I mean,
maybe not top 10. Maybe not top. He's sixth, I'd say. Not top five. Joel, I'm taking Jokic. I'm taking Miles Turner over him. Because you know what? Miles Turner has playoff victories. He's won games in the playoffs. You know what Karl Anthony Towns has done? Nothing. We were looking earlier as a group at Devin Booker, Karl Anthony Towns, and D'Angelo Russell's playoff history. Between the three of them, they have one playoff game. One single game between the three players. All of them have had all-star appearances. One single playoff game that has been won.
Well, I mean...
That's bad. That's bad.
That's bad.
Really, really bad.
That's bad.
They all three want to play together, and they can't even make the playoffs. Right now, the Suns are the one seed in the West. No, they're the two seed now, sorry. They're the two seed in the West, and I'm still not convinced they're not going to get swept.
That's interesting.
They're going to have to play the Mavericks, probably.
Yeah.
Mavericks or Blazers. And I'll be honest, if you're giving me Chris Paul and Devin Booker versus Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum, I know who I'm taking, and it's the guy who hits clutch threes.
I'm not going to lie with you. I genuinely probably would say I'm taking Lillard over CP3, but I'm taking Devin Booker over CJ McCollum.
Okay, but switch it. Are you taking CJ or Chris Paul?
Probably Chris Paul.
And then are you taking Devin Booker or Damian?
Damian Lillard.
Yeah. I mean, and... Let's be the skill level difference between like CJ McCollum out of the four is the least skilled.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say right now, Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Damian Lillard.
That's what I would say.
But Damian Lillard is so far above those other two, I think, that it's like not even a, like I'd say that like Damian Lillard's really good at basketball.
Uh-huh.
All right. Devin Booker's also really good. Damian Lillard is the only man in the NBA under 6'5" that LeBron James is scared of.
Mm.
Oh, Steph Curry's also under 6'5". Those are the two. He's an elite company. There's not a single dude as small as Damian Lillard that can kill as much as Damian Lillard can on the court.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you. Dame and, imagine, and Steph are an elite. They are an elite company.
It's game 7. Mm-hmm. There's 30 seconds left on the clock. Damian Lillard is walking the ball towards you. There is no moment in your life where you are more terrified. There's nothing. There's nothing. Even if you're down 20, I'm still scared. You know, or even if Dame's down 20, I'm like, he's going to score 20 points in 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's that
30 dude. Points in 20 seconds, huh?
He's that dude.
30 points in 20 seconds?
Yeah. That's 10 threes?
High praise.
A three every 2 seconds? You think he couldn't do it?
I don't even think that's possible.
I think it is.
You have to play defense at some point.
Yeah, the rest of the team's there for defense. Damian Lillard's there for threes. Everyone else is there for defense.
Hmm. What about CJ?
CJ's there for defense in that moment.
And what defense is CJ providing?
At least he has two arms.
Interesting.
You know, that is, if there is less than a minute left in a Blazers game, the rest of the team's purpose is to get the offensive rebound. You know? There's no other, like, get out of Dame's way and get the rebound if it comes your way. That's your job.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, I don't know if I'd go that far, but...
Do I have another one
coming? I would say Damian Lillard.
The Suns are a guaranteed first round exit.
Are you serious?
I wouldn't say I said guaranteed. Let's look at the teams they could be facing that are in the potential 5-8 range. Lakers, Trailblazers, Mavericks, and Warriors. I'm not taking the Suns over any of those teams.
You said Mavericks, Warriors,
who? Lakers, and Trailblazers.
You're not taking the Suns over the Warriors?
It's close, but I'm not. No, I'm taking Steph Curry over Dame or over Devin Booker every single time.
I'm taking Steph Curry over Devin Booker, but I'm not taking the Suns over the Warriors.
You mean you're not taking the Warriors?
Oh, yeah, over I'm the not Suns. Taking the Warriors over
I'm
the Suns.
I'm taking the Warriors over the Suns.
Oh, the only also, reason is because of the bench and the surrounding players.
James Wiseman is out for the season, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We did not say that. But, yeah, I mean, I can't give a team with that little playoff. I mean, Chris Paul's never been to the Western Conference Finals.
But he has a lot of playoff experience.
Yeah, a lot of second-round exits.
Yeah.
A lot of disappointing playoff.
But he has made it to the Western Conference Finals.
He hasn't made it to the out of the Western Conference Finals, I meant to say. I've been to the finals the same amount of times as Chris Paul.
But have you been to the Western Conference Finals the same amount of times as Chris Paul?
No, but that's not what I said. I just don't see that Suns team being better than that Warriors team. I don't see a matchup where you put DeAndre Ayton and Chris Paul on the court across from Draymond Green, and Draymond Green loses that.
I mean, but aside from Curry and Draymond, are you satisfied with Andrew Wiggins and Kelly Oubre being your like main, you know, side players aside from Draymond? I mean, Draymond doesn't score the basketball. He's there for defensive purposes only. Curry has to drop around 40 points if they want to have a chance at winning.
Let me look at the Warriors roster.
Then, you know, if you go to the Suns, Jay Crowder, Devin Booker, CP3, DeAndre Ayton.
Okay, this team is stacked. You have Steph Curry. You have Kelly Oubre, Draymond Green, Andrew Wiggins, Nico Manchin, Jordan Poole, Eric Pascal, Damon Lee, Kent Bazemore, Kevon Looney, Gary Payton Jr., GP2 versus CP3. Who am I taking?
CP3.
I'm taking Gary Payton. How many Defensive Player of the Years does Chris Paul have? Zero. How many does Gary Payton have? One. How many does Gary Payton Jr. have? Also zero. But his dad has one. So,
do you think his dad teaches his son better defense? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Chris Paul didn't have a dad that was a great defender.
This is ridiculous.
No, it's not.
Ridiculous.
Anyway, Steph Curry is, again, a similar situation where he is the best player that will be on the court, but he is also so much better than the next dude on the court that I can't imagine him averaging less than 40 for the series. Who's guarding him? Chris Paul? You're telling me you're going to put Devin Booker on Steph Curry? No way! Curry's going to have any shot that he wants. You have your options are 98-year-old Chris Paul or Devin Booker, who's already having to carry the offensive load.
Carry the offensive load?
Yeah, share the offensive load, but you know that he's taking the heaviest burden of it. There's no way that Steph Curry doesn't come out averaging 40 and the Warriors team wins in six.
No.
They're a guaranteed first round.
Because eventually Curry's going to have to sub out. At least even if it's for a few minutes.
And you know who he's going to sub out for? Andrew Wiggins, who's been having the best season of his career.
Yeah, but...
Or Nico Manchin.
Well, imagine
who
if...
got shoulder blocked by LeBron James so hard that he died.
Or, you know, I mean, you sub out Steph Curry and they decided to keep in D-Book and CP3 for that short amount of time. That Curry's out. And they're just out there hooping.
Okay, act like Curry's playing defense anyway. If anything,
that's another thing.
If anything, Curry on the bench is better for the Suns offensively.
Offensively?
Yeah, the Suns offensively are going to do worse. Curry on the bench is worse for the Suns. I mean, if they want to score more, they want Curry out on the court.
I think
Jordan Poole has a better chance of locking up Chris Paul than Steph does.
I'm just saying right now, it's the same thing as me saying that. That right there is not happening though. There's no way. The Warriors are not going to go out and beat the Suns. Even if they do play the Suns, I'm telling you right now, it might be like a 5-game series.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. Mavericks versus Suns, which is what would happen right now if the season ended today. I mean, are you really taking Devin Booker over Luka?
I'm not taking Devin Booker over Luka, but I am taking the Suns over the Mavericks.
How so?
Surrounding players.
Like who?
I mean, if we go to the Suns Mavericks roster,
have been
right?
Beat up this season. They'd be a 3 or 4 seed if it weren't for injuries.
I agree. Because yes, the season started off really slow due to injuries, and now they've they're winning a lot of games now.
They're on a only 1-game win streak, but I still they're good.
Yeah, but if we go to the Suns roster, right? Devin Booker, he's pretty good at basketball. Chris Paul, he's always been pretty good at basketball.
You could say that.
Jay Crowder is also a pretty good shooter.
Yeah,
good defender.
Play. Yeah.
And we move on over to DeAndre Ayton. He'll work good with Chris Paul. Yes. And now, if we go to the rest of the Suns roster.
Show me the rest of it.
We'll go to it. Mikal Bridges. Langston
Mikal
Galloway.
Bridges has been doing really good this season.
Yeah, Mikal Bridges. Langston Galloway. You remember Langston Galloway?
Not really, actually.
You don't remember him? Didn't he play on the Knicks? I feel like I saw Langston Galloway so much at one point that...
I've definitely heard his name.
Yeah, he used to play for the Knicks. And I swear I used to hear Langston Galloway every day.
Why?
I don't know.
Why were you hearing Langston Galloway?
I don't know,
so
but
much?
I promise you, I know so much, I think he wore number 2 on the Knicks. I'm pretty sure his jersey number was number 2.
Why?
And
why
I
did you
heard Langston Galloway every single day. Every single day.
Can you explain why?
No, I can't.
Do you know anybody that's a Knicks fan?
No.
So why?
I don't know.
I'm so confused.
Actually, I'm going to stop real fast. Did Langston Galloway wear number 2 on the Knicks?
Was Langston Galloway on the Knicks?
Langston Galloway.
I feel like I do know more about Langston Galloway than I should. Just the fact that he did have an NBA career.
He did win number 2 on the Knicks. Langston Galloway.
Say something else about Langston Galloway.
He's 6'2".
Okay.
But I saw that on Google.
What are his numbers right now?
He averages 5 points and 1 board on 47%.
Well, what if I bought a Langston Galloway jersey?
I don't know.
What if I bought a Langston Galloway Knicks jersey for you, Gavin? Would you wear it?
Probably not.
What if I wore it for me? Should I wear it?
You could if you want to, yeah.
Huh.
He's only 29 years old, and I promise you, I heard so much about Langston Galloway every single day, and that's why I knew what his jersey number was.
Why every day? I would understand, I have a general knowledge of Langston Galloway, just that he is an NBA player. But why do you know so much about him?
I don't know. But every single day, it's had to have been around 2015, 2016.
Yeah.
Every single day. Langston Galloway here. Langston Galloway there. Langston Galloway everywhere. It was just Langston Galloway. It was basically like Langston Galloway was LeBron.
Or like Langston Galloway was Paul George.
Yeah.
And you're watching the pick and slip.
I promise you it was Langston Galloway every day.
What if it wasn't? What if you just lied?
It was because he was wearing the, it was a Langston Galloway jersey number 2. The 2 was orange. It was a white jersey. Every single day.
Do you own a Langston Galloway jersey?
I don't.
Secretly?
I don't.
Does your dad?
No one does.
No,
I don't
no
even,
one does.
I don't even know a Knicks fan. Besides Stephen A.
I don't even know a Knicks fan. I know who Spike Lee is.
Yeah, him too.
Yeah, I think that I'm about to buy a Langston Galloway jersey.
Right? I just remember, maybe it was 2K. All I know is every single day I saw Langston Galloway. I saw the same picture of Langston Galloway every single day.
Do I buy a Suns or a... he was on the Pistons. That's fun.
Yeah, Pistons, Suns, and Knicks.
Do I buy a Pistons Langston Galloway jersey?
I don't know. Do you?
Should I?
Maybe you should.
Call in. Or no, actually, let us know on Twitter, @PickAndSlipShow. Should I buy a Langston Galloway jersey? and wear it every Thursday.
Every Thursday?
Every Thursday.
Langston got, which one?
I gotta go Knicks.
Gotta go with the Knicks one. Yeah, because we just talked about the Knicks.
Knicks.
That was number two. You gotta wear the Knicks
home
one.
Home jersey?
Ooh, the one, the same picture I saw every day was the white one, so I think it's the home one.
That is the home jersey.
Yeah.
$140 for a Langston Galloway jersey. Does seem like a lot.
Oh, man. $140?
Yeah, but do I just do, I got paid today. Do I do it?
For Langston, isn't that more than a Paul George jersey?
I will be the only person in Indiana to own a Langston Galloway jersey. I guarantee it. There is no way that anyone else in Indiana owns a Langston Galloway jersey.
I mean, I guarantee you half the people in Indiana don't know who Langston Galloway is.
Let's
That's go around. More than a Paul George jersey.
We're going to have a fun bit for next week's show where we ask everybody in the studio if they know who Langston Galloway is.
Oh, that would be good.
Interviews at WBDG. We'll see who knows who Langston Galloway is and who doesn't.
Do you know who Langston Galloway is? And if you do, can you name me one fact about Langston Galloway?
Can you tell me one team he was on and what jersey number he wears?
It's anything.
Yeah.
Really, just
even
a fact.
If any of the other NBA shows can even tell me what team Langston Galloway is on right now, I'll give them $100.
We could, go around. All right, this is the Pick and Slip. We're reporting live.
Yeah, reporting live.
Here with whoever.
Yeah.
And
It's Gavin Miller and Braden Pittman. I'm Braden Pittman. He's Gavin Miller. It's 12:42. Hope you're enjoying your ride home. Yeah, you. I'm talking to you. Anyway, we're talking about NBA basketball. Langston Galloway. Maybe the greatest Knick of all time.
Let me go
Galloway highlights. Let's see what he can do.
He's only averaging 5-1 right now, but I promise you I saw him.
Well, he's had a reduced role.
He is having a very reduced role.
Yeah.
But I feel like he used to average, if we go to his career stats, I feel like he used to average a decent amount.
Hey, 3 weeks ago, he had 14 points against the Timberwolves.
If I go to his, career stats, I feel
career high, 32 points.
I feel like he used to drop a... if we go back to... Yeah, he averaged 12 a game. He averaged 12, 4, and 3.
12 points is a lot in the NBA.
On 40% shooting. And that was back when I heard about him every single day.
Yeah.
I mean, just last year, he averaged 10 on 43% shooting.
Langston Galloway.
That was on Detroit. Now he's barely getting any playing time.
What if we start trying to get Langston Galloway on the Pacers?
I mean, he always played around 15 minutes a game, and now he's getting a 11.
When's his contract up? He's full 4 years at college, he looks like. He was born in Louisiana.
He's undrafted.
Undrafted. Oh, wow. That's impressive. Good on him for staying in the league.
Yeah.
Let's see. Current contract. He's on a one-year contract. So, at the end of this season, the Pacers will be able to grab Langston Galloway up off the free agent market. All right, Pacers fans, you know what we got to do. Pick and Slip Show is our Twitter. Join us as we attempt to get Langston Galloway signed to the Pacers.
Langston Galloway on the Pacers.
Let me go ahead and go to Langston Galloway's Twitter. I'm going to go ahead and at him, ask him to listen to this show, which maybe this isn't the most flattering show, as I openly said, I have no idea who Langston Galloway is at the beginning of it. You jogged my memory. I do feel a similar way that, I do know who Langston Galloway is, and out of all the players that have... He was also on the Kings. Out of all the players that I can think of that for their career average 8.2 points, he's definitely the least notable. 2 hours ago, he was on Twitter. Oh, 1 hour ago, he was on Twitter tweeting about LaMarcus Aldridge. He is active on Twitter. Very active on Twitter.
Kind of like Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant is all over Twitter.
He's a Twitter all-star.
While Brady's doing that real fast, Kevin Durant, if you guys didn't know, got into a little bit. I went on a Twitter altercation. with Kendrick Perkins about Kendrick Perkins used a fake quote from like a fake Twitter page during the show.
Shannon Sharp.
Oh yeah, it was Shannon Sharp. Yeah.
No, no Kendrick Perkins slander here. Yeah, just yet.
Not yet. It was. Sorry about that. It was Shannon Sharp, who was doing a show, and he had a fake quote that was with.
Gavin, sorry to cut you off. Every morning, Langston Galloway tweets this phrase, another day to be great. Every
That's
morning.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Just wanted to make that known.
But anyway, yeah, so Kevin Durant, Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp had a fake quote talking about Kevin Durant, and Kevin Durant ended up responding to Shannon Sharp basically saying, when did I ever say that? I never said that before in my life. And then said something else. Long story short, Shannon Sharp blocked him on Twitter. And Kevin Durant, I don't know if he said that or not, so I'm not gonna say that. Because I don't know if I can't remember if that's what he said or if that's someone else.
But basically,
so I'm not
Shannon
say
Sharp
that.
Used a quote that was fake about Kevin Durant blocked him. Kevin Durant on Twitter.
Yeah.
When Kevin Durant tried to confront him about it.
Yeah. And then Shannon Sharp went on to say, like, hey, KD, if there's something, we can talk about it, but I'm not going to sit here and do this over Twitter, in front of everybody. Well, I had him blocked. So, yeah, that was that. Also, Sixers fans last night, as the Sixers beat the Nets without KD. But I'm pretty sure the Sixers fans were chanting, KD sucks.
Yeah.
And KD wasn't even playing. He was just standing there on the sideline. But the Sixers fans were chanting, KD sucks. And KD just kind of looked confused. I'd be confused too. And then in the comments, Michael Rapaport put, am I a Sixers fan now? That was that. That happened.
Michael Rapaport needs to delete his Twitter. Okay, here was the plan, right? Mm-hmm. Gavin and I were talking about this yesterday. If anybody wants a chance, specifically the Knicks, if the Knicks want a chance to beat the Nets in the first round, the only thing they have to do is sign Michael Rapaport to a 10-day contract. And Kevin Durant is going to go into a wild fury and be suspended from the league. I believe I mentioned that to you.
I don't remember this.
Okay,
whatsoever.
Well, if the Knicks sign Michael Rapaport to a 10-day contract in the first round of the playoffs, they will end up winning the series because Kevin Durant will immediately fly into a fury and be suspended from the league.
So this eliminates Kevin Durant. So basically, he won't play, but it will get Kevin Durant off the team. So then it's just Kyrie, James Harden, Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, and friends.
Let's be honest. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, James Harden, that's a really good team.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving, James Harden, DeAndre Jordan, that team doesn't make the playoffs.
What? That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. This season, Langston Galloway's been shooting 45% from three. That is insane.
I told you, shooting 40% from the field. But
effective field goal percentage, 60%.
I think if...
hasn't missed a free throw this season.
I think that if... He usually averages around 15 minutes, I want to say, of, or no, 18 minutes of playing time. He's averaging around 11. If he had them 7, he'd probably be averaging around 11, 12 points a game.
Can I say that one more time real quick? Langston Galloway, over halfway through the season, has not missed a free throw. And he has played 34 games.
He has played 34 games.
Yeah. And he has not missed a free throw yet.
I'm saying if he was averaging the same amount of minutes he did throughout his entire NBA career, he'd probably be averaging 15. Because at one point he was averaging, I think it said, what was his high?
His per 36 for the season is 15 points. His highest per 36 is 15 points. So, and he'd be averaging 15.6 if he was getting 36 minutes on his same efficiency.
So, yeah, if he was averaging, let's see, in that season with the Knicks, he averaged around 13. So if he, and he only played 45 games, I'm assuming.
Defensive rating 114, that's not bad. His offensive rating this season 122, that's like all-star level production in the minutes that he plays, because he doesn't play too many.
He averages 12 minutes a game, which isn't that much.
Yeah.
But if he gave, if you gave him, because he used to average 32 minutes a game. 32 minutes, 24 minutes a game, 20 minutes, 20 minutes again. There's only been two seasons in which he hasn't averaged 20-plus minutes a game. And that was in with Detroit one season.
Can we re-enter hot takes real quick? Just because I have one.
15.
Langston Galloway's good at basketball, all right? I'm tired of people disrespecting Langston Galloway. First of all, Phoenix Suns. What are you doing only giving the man, what did you say, 12 minutes?
11.
11 minutes? That's nothing.
You
get 48 minutes a game. Langston Galloway deserves 20 of them.
I genuinely do think that Langston Galloway should be getting 20 minutes
with
a game.
With these shooting numbers, 45% from three, that is ridiculous to only have him be playing as little as he does. You guys right now are the 2 seed. You could be the 1 seed. You could be the 0 seed if you wanted. If you gave Langston Galloway more minutes. That's not a joke.
If you give Langston Galloway 9 more minutes, his points per game is probably going to go up at least...
At least by 3.
At least... I'd say at least
He'd be averaging 8. He'd be averaging 8 to 10.
If yeah, he got I would the right say he'd be averaging 10.
Hey, also, dude's 6'1". So, like, he's he's barely taller than me, and he's doing this in the NBA. He's an NBA player. He's the best dude in the league, maybe.
Only problem I see is that he has no pass. Like, going based off stats, of course, because doesn't get that much PT anymore, but he really only averaged, I'd say, an assist. Maybe you can say 2 assists a game. But he has averaged almost 9.4% shooting throughout his career.
This is his highest effective field goal percentage of his career, his highest two-point percentage of his career, highest three-point percentage of his career, besides the half a season he played in Sacramento, where he only started 2 games and he only played 19.
Because if you look, he played 82 games, 55 games, 58 games, 80 games, 66 games, and in those seasons, 26 minutes a game, 22 minutes a game, 20 minutes a game, 20 minutes a game, 25 minutes a game, and then in one season he averaged 32 minutes a game.
I feel enlightened.
32 minutes a game.
Yeah, that was his first season where it looks as if he got signed by the Knicks halfway through the season, unless he got injured. But he started 41 out of the 45 games that he played, averaged 32 minutes and 12 points.
It's 32 minutes, 12 points. This is also his rookie year.
Yeah.
This would have been his rookie year. So 12 points.
He was a 32-year-old rookie. He had 3.3 assists, the highest of his career. A steal and a half, highest of his career. He averaged 4.2 rebounds, highest of his career. Give the dude minutes.
I genuinely do think that you could give Langston Galloway minutes, and he would probably put in some work. I'm not going to lie. Give him, we'll say, you don't need to go out and rush him 30 minutes a game or anything like that because, you know, there's no need for that. But maybe if you boost his minutes to around 15, 16, you'll probably get another 5 points out of him, which would be almost 10 points a game.
At Phoenix Suns.
I genuinely think that if they gave him from 11 to 15 minutes a game, give him 15 minutes a game, he's probably putting up 5 more points, which will put him at around 10 points a game. That puts another 5 points on the board for the Suns.
Give
every game
Galloway
I
more
really
minutes.
Do think that he could be a solid role player.
Do I add an or else at the end? Give Galloway more minutes or else? What are your thoughts? This is from our official Twitter, so I'll just say give Galloway more minutes, please.
Yeah, that seems about right. We'll do that.
All right. This is the start of the campaign. Langston Galloway, we're going to get you in the All-Star game.
Do you think if Langston Galloway came here to Indiana, he could
be on the show?
I feel like if Langston Galloway came to the Pacers, he would actually be a good figure.
Yeah.
With the way we play.
I definitely, and I mean, if he keeps that three-point shooting up, I want him on the team, you know?
I feel like Langston Galloway could actually do stuff on the Pacers.
We're going to get you on the Pacers. We're going to get you on the show. We're going to get you in the All-Star game.
Yeah, Langston Galloway makes the All-Star game. He's 29.
Langston, we're going to get you there.
Let's see.
I'm checking their 29. Twitter. When was the last time they posted anything about Langston Galloway?
Probably not that much. I mean, he only averages 5 a game right now.
Cam Johnson.
11 minutes.
Javon Carter. DeAndre Ayton. Chris Paul. Torrey Craig.
Chris Paul is
Cameron Payne.
Important on the team.
Campaign. What did he do? Dario Saric.
I would say Chris Paul serves a big purpose on the Suns.
I do not believe that it is not allowed for Langston Galloway to terminate his to buy out his contract and then to sign somewhere else yet. I still think he could do that. Langston, at this point we've been talking about you for 25 minutes. You've tuned in by now. Somebody reached you.
Somebody reached you and told you.
You've tuned in. By the way, if you're listening to this on the radio and you would like to hear it through your phone, you can get the TuneIn app and go ahead and listen to us if you'd like. You're tuning in right now, Langston. You're wondering, who are these guys? We are Braden Pittman and Gavin Miller, hosts of the Pick and Flip Show. It is 12:57 where we are right now in central Indiana. We would like you to join the Pacers, Langston Galloway. This is my formal invitation for you to do so and to come on the show Pick and Slip. You can reach us at Pick and Slip Show on Twitter. I just did the outro for us, Gavin. You want to finish us off?
Yeah. So, like Braden said, that will probably be the end of the show. If you guys want to listen to this, you can go up on audioboom.wbdgnd and you guys can listen to us. If you missed this show, or if you guys missed any show in the past, you can go there and reach us there, watch any of our previous shows. And that's really all I have to say. That's all I really have to say right now. Also, prayers up to LaMarcus Aldridge. Hopefully he gets better. Obviously, we talked about that earlier.
Hey, again,
it's unfortunate.
I'm really glad to see he's taking care of himself.
I agree.
I would have hated to see him play through that.
And once again, that's another great save because we know Caris LeVert also on the Nets had problems and they were able to figure that out. And the fact that now, once again, another Nets player had a problem, unfortunately, and able to figure this out. It's not only props to LaMarcus Aldridge for knowing his own safety and his own health, but also for the Brooklyn Nets to, you know.
Get that taken care of.
Yeah. And big shout out to them. Big shout out to LaMarcus and the organization. It's tough, especially, for some of the players to lose a teammate like LaMarcus shortly after getting him. But hopefully he'll be back. Maybe we'll see him come out of retirement. And if he's fully fine, not expecting that anytime soon or even at all with something like this. But who knows? Maybe we will. And, that's all I have to say.
That's all you have to say. LaMarcus Aldridge is funny, too. I'd love to see him get in the booth.
Mm.
I've heard him tell some jokes. he could be a good Richard Jefferson, I feel like. The Spurs really took the jokes out of him.
Man, a serious player. But that's why.
The Trailblazers, he was so good. Golly.
He was really good.
He was
on the Trailblazers.
Dunking on people's heads too. That's something. LaMarcus Aldridge did not used to be just like a fadeaway dude. He used to be on.
He did. But also he had that great fadeaway shot in Portland too.
Yeah, I mean he's just always been.
That was like
good.
His prime peak of his career. Definitely young Damian Lillard.
Yeah,
very young Damian Lillard.
WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis.
And then LaMarcus Aldridge being down low in that mid-range area.
Yeah, I mean, man, can you imagine if LaMarcus would have, instead of going to the Spurs, stayed with that Blazers team? I think they would have made it.
I think they would. Because imagine, Damian Lillard makes the leap that he's
run
to now.
Made it to the Western Conference Finals. I think that might have went even a step further.
I think, yeah. I mean, I think, you see Dame take the step to what he is now, right? Because he won Rookie of the Year.
Portland's grabbed some dogs, huh?
They have in the draft. Aside from the Kevin Durant incident, where they got Greg Oden.
Greg Oden was
scored.
Supposed to be so good.
He was. That's not Greg Oden's fault at all.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just injuries. It's very unfortunate. Greg Oden, if he didn't get injured, I
what's the opposite
been a great
of a shout-out?
I don't know.
Whisper to Greg Oden's knees. Really let him down.
Man. But, yeah, I think that's all I have to say. Is that all you have to say?
That's everything that I have to say, yeah.
Yeah. So, once again, make sure you guys, if you guys missed this and you guys want to check it out, you guys can go on WBDG or go to Audio Boom at WBDG NDA and check us out. Also, if you guys missed any other previous show, you guys can go and get that. I believe we're on like around episode, we're in the high 20s now. I believe we're like 20.
I think we're like 22 or 23. Maybe we're like 23.
Yeah, we're getting high. This is season 2. So you guys can check that out. Thanks, Brady, for being on the show. Pretty usual, as you're always on here.
Yeah, thank you for having me always.
Yeah, no problem.
It's fun.
He's on here.
My favorite show.
He's on here all the time. But we will be back next Thursday to talk about more basketball and any, you know, any other things that happen within this upcoming week. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Maybe we just won't talk about basketball.
Maybe we'll go to football.
Maybe we'll just cover hockey.
Boxing.
But anyway. MLB just started back up.
It did. But that's all I'm just saying. Thank you guys so much for listening. And we will see you guys next Thursday. Peace. To the beach, y'all.